It's funny, one of America's enemies is the Taliban, such an innocent name. It means students in Arabic. Singular would be Talib, as in the American rapper Talib Kweli. And that's who we're going to talk about right now. Kweli is Swahili for true. Well, the true student has been called the deepest thinker in the rap game, and the name shows just how big his thinking is. The world's Andrea Crossan met Talib Kweli when he was in Boston last week.
Like Jay-Z rapping about his drug dealing days and Rick Ross about his days as a prison guard, Talib Kweli raps about his life. He grew up middle class in Park Slope, Brooklyn, the son of academics. His work has been called socially aware and politically insightful, and far-ranging. On the song Push Through, he raps a line about the Arab Spring.
Fighting for freedom like the people in Tunisia, spread to Sudan and Egypt, this the music for the movement. Escort to your achievements, never join them, so you gotta beat them. It's carpe diem, hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
When I'm in the studio, I'm making music for me. These are things that are on my mind. And I don't worry about whether or not people understand it until I'm on stage saying it for them. It's not so much about me trying to teach you about the Arab Spring, but it's about if you feel the same way as I do, then you can relate to me.
Bothered by vigilantes that harbor on street corners. Try your hardest to harvest bundles of weed on you.
Talib Kweli's latest album is called Prisoner of Conscience. The title comes from what Kweli sees as people's perceptions of him.
Well, being considered a conscious rapper is positive. It's a huge, huge compliment. And it's something that I take seriously. But any artist doesn't want to be put in a box. So it goes against my artistic sensibilities.
Kweli doesn't want to be thought of as just a conscious rapper. But it's in his DNA to write about issues and not assets. The track It Only Gets Better includes shout-outs to an Azerbaijani activist, an Iranian human rights lawyer, and to members of the Russian feminist punk band Pussy Riot, who are now in prison.
I don't know Pussy Riot, but as an artist, I really relate to them. The lawyer, and I don't remember the name, I know I said it on the record, but that's something I had to look up. And I even had to look up how to say it, so I said it right on the record. I knew about Pussy Riot. I knew about the popular Prisoners of Conscience, but I wanted to represent some of the ones that weren't as popular, so that's something I had to look up.
Prisoner of Conscience, man. Whenever life bring me down, think about those freedom fighters, those who put their life on the line, those who get jailed for their thoughts, like Tirah Labosky, put in jail for organizing a protest on Facebook, like Mumia Abu-Jamal. What up, Mumia? Prisoner of conscience, man. Free Pussy Riot.
Kweli writes about what moves him, but he doesn't throw shade on more commercially successful gangster rappers or their legions of fans.
They may be taking away the wrong message from it, some of these newer fans. They may be just taking the attitude and the aggressiveness and the swagger, but they're relating to those artists because of those the pain inside that music.
Objetividade na vontade de crescer. I don't want a banger to be the hater or stab it. Listening to voodoo, I call it the black magic.
Talib Kweli is currently touring the U.S. with his Prisoner of Conscience album. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan in Boston.
Onomatopoeia got me flowing when you rock on my boat. Like you were Leah, got them African features like people out of Bahia. Mixed tobacco with the reefer like you was a European. When I leave, I'm going to miss you official like Carter now. Trust to come back and I'm visit for kind of foul. When I come back around, take me out on the town. And you can show me how you put it down. My favela love, man, I fell in love. 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 Man, I, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Talib Kweli and Brazil's Seu Jorge on the track Favela Love. That'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.